Oh, I'm good. Thank you, though.
All right, Eric, are you able to hear me okay?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We are now joined by our second place finisher, Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Eric, just pretty crazy race. Can you just walk us through the finish?
Yeah, it was kind of up and down for us. We led some laps early and at the midpoint of the race and felt like we had a pretty fast car, but, you know, got up front there towards the end and tried to lock on with the 21 and push him all the way to the tri-oval and, you know, have a shot to win at the end, but didn't work out. We had to put a block on the 17 and got in the fence and still came home second. So we'll take it. Obviously, we want to win here and I feel like I've been really close a few times and just haven't quite got it done.
All right. Well, we're going to open up the floor for some questions from the media for Eric. If you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand or send me a chat. We'll kick things off with Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Eric, I just wonder, after a race like this, there's some discussion already about whether the yellow line rule should be in place at this point or if there should be something toward the end of the race. I mean, as a competitor and having to deal with it, I mean, there are already a ton of wrecks today with the rule. Would it change things if the rule went away or was modified for the end of a race?
I think you'd probably see more wrecks without it, you know, guys just being able to dive down there and trying to make big moves. You know, you probably see more accidents than what we have now, but I don't know. I don't honestly know what to do to make it better. I know it's unfortunate when it comes down to the end of the race there and, you know, it becomes a judgment call. I'm not totally sure there what happened between the 11 and the 21 there that caused the penalty at the end. I haven't seen it, but you know, it is unfortunate when you have to make those calls and, you know, put people out of the race for something like that. But I honestly don't know what I, you know, would change if I was in that position to make it any better.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Congratulations, Eric. You've had quite a last month. You've strung some really strong races together. What does a race do like today as you try to find a ride for next year? Does this strengthen your hand, and where exactly are you as far as finding a new situation for 2021?
Well, I'm still working for 2021. There's still some things I'm trying to work out and get locked in for next year, but I don't know that it really changes my hand at all with them. You know, the teams that I'm in discussion with, you know, I've been in discussion with for a while anyways, and I don't know that this is going to change it. You know, I've told teams here in the last few months that I know I can do it. I've won a couple of these races and feel like we could have won more along the way and just haven't had the things work out for us. So just haven't always had it click here, you know, and I've enjoyed my time at JGR, but, you know, definitely wish we could have won more races along the way. So I don't know, though, this, you know, this last month has been awesome. I mean, as a driver, you know, you're running strong and running up front, but I don't know that it changes too much what I got going.
Are you a little frustrated that these were the kind of runs that you would have rather had at the beginning of the year or when these contract discussions came up with Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I think their decision was somewhat made already beyond how I would have ran. So I don't know that that would have changed it. Obviously, I wish we could have ran better all year and been in the playoffs. And, you know, with the way we've been running, I think our playoff run so far would have been fairly strong. But I don't know that it would have changed, you know, the decision that JGR made to make a change and, you know, having me move out of the 20 car. I don't think that would have changed.
Thank you. Congratulations again. A great run.
Thank you.
All right, Eric. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish.
Thank you.